इतिहास द इंडियन हिस्ट्री पॉडकास्ट।
हाय एंड वेलकम बैक टू दिस न्यू सेगमेंट ऑन इतिहास कॉल्ड द फाइव ईयर फेस्ट। इन आवर लास्ट एपिसोड वी डिस्कस्ड हाउ द 1967 इलेक्शंस कैन बी कॉल्ड एज अ स्ट्रॉन्ग टर्निंग पॉइंट इन द हिस्ट्री ऑफ इंडियन इलेक्टोरल पॉलिटिक्स, प्राइमरीली बिकॉज डिफरेंट अल्टरनेटिव्स वर इमर्जिंग टू द कांग्रेस पार्टी। Although there had not been such a strong case that somebody will openly challenge the stronghold of Congress, you know, they had lost a couple of prime ministers and Indira Gandhi had emerged victorious in a legitimate election, no doubt about that. But there was some sort of unhappiness brewing in the Congress party, and that unhappiness actually caused a lot of socio-political changes in the next 5 years of that government. We are going to discuss all of that in this brand new episode that primarily discusses the 1971 elections and the build-up to that election. To discuss that, I have Ranjit Rane today with me. Ranjit is a public policy researcher, co-founder of a website called The Dialogue, which is all about public policy, and as he likes to call himself, a lifelong student of political science. So welcome to Itihas, Ranjit. It's great to have you here.
Thanks for the great welcome. Really excited to do my first podcast. You had to give me this topic, right? I mean, if there was any more controversial topic about Indian polity, I think it is these. So we call these the troubled years of our polity.
Yes.
And there is so much that has been written, unwritten, and probably rewritten, yes, about these years that it's difficult to sort of ascertain where do the facts end and where do the opinions start. Mm-hmm. So when you told me that we will have to talk about this particular year of election, you know, the thing I did was I went back to the basics and I went back to my standard 12th NCERT textbooks, because you know, I don't want to quote anyone else when we are trying to put the facts in front of our audience.
So for you, it's actually back to the basics.
Back to the basics, indeed. And like I said, if it's for the first podcast, then I think this is going to be a good one for me. As you did point out in your introduction, that things were not that great in the years thereafter. What was primarily noticeable was that within the Congress party itself, there were factions that were getting formed. It started picking up pace in, post the 67 elections. Mm. And we know that some important decisions were taken, like the banks were nationalized in 69.
Yes.
And what we know in 2016 as demonetization. Flavor of that also happened.
Yes, although it was a different name.
Name, right? Yeah, so they called it devaluation, where officially we lowered the value of the Indian rupee.
Yes.
Vis-a-vis the US dollar. The economic front was seeing a lot of hardship. Things were not really doing that great.
Yes.
Partly because the Congress party was now heavily leaning on socialist policies. Yes. The PSUs that had been commissioned and were being built during the initial five-year plans, mm-hmm, were now starting to show losses. And then, you know, these were being held together by the government machinery as, yes, a whole. All in all, these were difficult times of governance. Mm. It all sort of culminated with the presidential election,
yes,
in the year 69 only.
Correct.
Where, as you would know, two candidates were in the fray.
You know, thinking about it is very weird that the ruling party actually nominates one candidate and the prime minister openly challenges that nomination and fields another candidate of her own choice. And then at the end of the day, it so happens that when the actual voting takes place for the president, the prime minister urges people that this is a conscience vote. I mean, just look at the twist or the kind of turn that she gave to it, that this is a conscience vote and hence, you know, think about it because this is all about your conscience and please vote carefully, etc. To which people voted, and finally the candidate of the prime minister's choice, Mr. V.V. Giri,
yes,
ended up becoming the president.
Indeed.
And I think that is what divided the Congress finally. I mean, it was in offing for a long time. There were a lot of people unhappy within the party. But that 1969 presidential election actually caused the open rift in the party.
True. I mean, if you say that having two candidates for the president race was weird, here's another snippet. These were the years when the party dismissed the prime minister from the party. the way the polity then got structured was there were two factions of the Congress.
Right.
And the one which was led by Indira Gandhi was then referred to as the new Congress.
Right.
And then there was this old guard of the party and they were referred to as the old Congress.
Right.
But in the Indian polity at large, what was happening was all the other parties which were, basically classified into the left-leaning and the right-leaning ones were coming together to form what was even then known as a Grand Alliance.
I am telling you, history repeats itself.
I will totally agree with you on that. And I think, so long as history repeats itself, I am okay with that. We should not repeat the mistakes of history is how I would want to...
That is the whole point of learning about history, right? We should learn from our mistakes.
True. And then these different factions led to... different alliances. So the Communist Party of India was actually an ally of the faction of the Congress led by Indira Gandhi. So you had
which is even more weird.
Yes. I mean, like I said, these were the troubled years of Indian polity. The opposition, including the old guard of the Congress and the Grand Alliance with the parties like the Jana Sangh and the Bharatiya Kranti Dal and parties like this. Were all...
Even the Swatantra Party.
Swatantra Party, yes. Even them. So, they would go with the election pitch of what they would call as Indira Hatao.
Right.
Because they would try to target the misgovernance that was probably happening under her rule.
Regime.
And they would all go around saying Indira Hatao. But Indira Gandhi, the shrewd politician that she was, she used this narrative to her benefit. By coming up with a slogan which we so have been hearing for quite some time now, the famous slogan of Garibi Hatao.
Right.
And she would go to these huge rallies and she would say, ki wo log keh rahe hai Indira Hatao, aur main keh rahi hu Garibi Hatao.
Right.
And that would sort of energize the people.
Yeah,
and
that would resonate with the masses.
With the masses, right. And across multiple sections of the society, she found support which probably... had alienated the Congress for some time now.
Yes.
And the results were there for everyone to see.
Right.
With as many as close to 50% of vote share,
yes.
The Congress and the CPI alliance got around 375 seats. And out of these, the Congress alone had won 350 plus seats. So that speaks volumes about how much she had been able to sort of galvanize the masses.
Absolutely. And that is a definite increase. I mean, thinking about it, in 1967 elections, Congress had recorded its lowest performance till then.
True.
Because in the previous three elections, Congress had always been the strong, victorious party election after election. But in the 67 election, they recorded the final number was at 283. And from there, Indira Gandhi actually picked it up by 100, went into 370 plus something, which is indeed a marvel if you think about it.
Yeah, I mean. And another snippet is that the old guard of the Congress ended up with a mere 16 seats.
Right.
And the Grand Alliance, which was spoken of as being the big opposition to Indira Gandhi, they could muster only 40 seats.
Right.
So, Indian elections have been very personality driven since the very beginning. But I think this one election is where the whole personality aspect of a leader truly came out and the people really voted for a single leader across the country at large.
So, I think 1971 elections was a zenith, if you can call it, was a optimum point or was a very high point where Indira Gandhi could take herself and the party, her faction of party, and eventually the country along with her. But let's not forget that simultaneously, even though she had a marvelous victory, a very thumping majority, things were not very cool. It was not all well situation. Things were not really very good in the country. And if you think about it, I mean, if you think about the Bollywood movies of 1970s, you can see the reflection of that reality in all the late 60s and the early 70s movie.
I mean, the movies have always been a reflection of our society.
Absolutely.
So that is definitely the case.
Yes, Indira Gandhi formed a majority government in 1971 elections. She was elected as a prime minister. Although, what happened after that is a very significant part of Indian politics and probably the most controversial period till date of Indian politics. So, we are going to discuss that in the next episode. So, keep listening. Stay tuned.